بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. I'm excited to announce the Basira Seminary curriculum. Alhamdulillah, the first level is now complete. This curriculum represents my life work, and my goal is to fill a gap in the religious education of English-speaking Muslims, particularly those who live in the West. The course begins with why Islam is true. Alhamdulillah, we've offered this course three times over the last 6 months or so, and over 100 students have taken the course, and many of their lives have been transformed. And that's the point of this course, to change the way that we look at everything in the world, because our religion is in fact factually true, and you can see it. This course is the basis of every other course in the curriculum, and level one comes after this course. So you start with this course if you want to start the curriculum. And then after, it's followed by six other courses. The logical next step is called Why Muhammad is God's Messenger. It's not possible to believe that the life of the Prophet ﷺ is really true, and I show you why it's true, and then not believe that this man was God's messenger. This course focuses on the Meccan period of his life. The Medinan period, the Prophet established a polity, ﷺ, statehood, war, polygamy. All of these things, they raise alarm bells. And so in this next course, Islam, Politics, War, and Women, we study the Medinan period of his life with a view to responding to these objections, these alarm bells that go off in our minds. The Prophet ﷺ, he brought the Sharia. The Sharia, too, raises alarm bells. Muslim extremists have given it a bad name, but at its essence, it's about wishing the best for other people and living a moral life, and it brings out the human potential, the tremendous human potential that lies within us in a way that is not possible any other way. And I hope to show that in this course. The essence of the Sharia is good character. The Prophet ﷺ came to perfect good character, and we have a science of good character. So we study next that science of good character in light of modern cultural developments that would hinder the development of that character, such as social media, the entertainment industry, video games, consumerism. Our religion is not just about thinking logically, it's also about feeling. And feelings often draw us away from our religion. So in the fifth course in level one, we study Romeo and Juliet with a view to understanding the emotions of love and romance. We have digressions into homosexuality and the issues that that raises, and how to navigate these feelings from the perspective of a conservative Muslim who has an intelligent Islamic worldview. Finally, there's an Arabic course, and this Arabic course is unique because it's not organized around topics, but rather around central themes of the Quran that connect back to all of the other courses that we've done in the first level. And you see it all yourself firsthand in the miraculously eloquent language of the Quran.